Dan Van Buskirk, thank you for coming in. You are a co-founder of Guitars for Vets, correct?
Yes.
How did that start for you?
Well, I'm a Vietnam vet, and my journey, I'm a combat vet. My journey has been finding ways.
What was your service? What branch of service?
I was with the United States Marine Corps and their reconnaissance teams in northern Vietnam.
Okay.
And my journey has been finding ways to get whole and healthy without depending on drugs or medication too much. That helped me in the beginning. So I'm always looking for ways to get better. So I thought, well, I'll just go down to the guitar shop and buy a guitar and see how that goes. And
you just thought, I'll teach myself to play the guitar?
Well, I thought that I'd need help.
Okay, good.
Put it mildly. But Cream City Music, Cream City Guitars, has a reputation I like. So I went down there and talked to the owner, Joe Gallenberger, who's one of our sponsors now, and Sarah Gallenberger helped me find a really nice guitar. So then Sarah recommended that I talk to Patrick Nettesheim as a possible guitar teacher. He's very, just really has a great way of working with people and vets. And so I went
to
Patrick.
Did he specialize in vets?
No, he doesn't specialize. Okay. This is something new for him.
And how long ago was this? When?
This is back in 2007. At the time, it was new for him. So I went to Patrick, and we got along really great. I took guitar lessons from him for 2 or 3 months. And then I said, Patrick, this has helped me so much. Why don't we see if we can get guitars in the hands of all vets that are in treatment for trauma? One thing led to another, and I dragged Patrick down to the VA, and we started interacting with the vets that are in wheelchairs and flat on their back, because Patrick always felt that anybody can play the guitar. And it went really well, and before we knew it, we were applying for a 501(c), starting guitar classes down in the VA in the domiciliary where the vets come in.
That's the VA here?
Right here in Milwaukee.
Right.
And the vets come in there, and they get help with their war problems, challenges. And sometimes they're getting drug treatment and other things. It's very challenging to recover from war, especially nowadays.
And these are vets that are... Some have disabilities from war wounds, war combat inflicted.
Physical and mental challenges.
And mental type, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Right. So we started working with them. We established guitar lessons several nights a week in the domiciliary building 123 here at the Milwaukee VA. And what we did is we provided 6 free lessons for the veterans who were referred to us by the VA for the program. And then after 6 free lessons, we gave them a free guitar.
Wow.
And that's taken off from Milwaukee all across the country.
Right. Now, how did you get the free guitars? You raised money for them.
We raised money. We rely totally on donations. We do not have any big corporate sponsors. So it's been a lot of work, but it's been well worth it to see the vets having fun with it.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
I'll bet.
Very fun organization. We all have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Some good guitar players, too, I suppose.
Yes, we've got some good guitar players coming out of our lessons.
So all across the country. So where are there, this is still the headquarters for Guitars for
this
Vets.
This is the headquarters. We've got a very strong chapter out in San Diego that's tied into Veterans Village, which was started. The Marine Corps provided tents for the homeless veterans. And then some vet businessmen raised interest and public awareness and funds and got some beautiful buildings for the vets. So moved them out of tents to buildings. And then we got our guitar program in there. Also got our guitar program into Fort Carson because I was concerned that they had the highest rate of murders and suicides.
Right.
And that's taking off pretty well. And we've got a guitar program in Minneapolis. And so it's just... It's
all
moving
over
across the country, and we're running to catch up. We just rely on donations, so we need help.
I want to go back a little bit to your personal, how you arrived at that point. So when did you get your discharge?
Well, I served in Vietnam for a year, and then I was a VIP driver for NATO Command Secretary of the Navy, and then I got out in three years. I got 1 year early out due to combat, and I had some pretty serious issues from war, so I was in the hospital for quite a while.
Mental issues, or were you wounded?
Mental mental issues. We lost a lot of men.
Yeah.
And I took it pretty hard. So.
Okay. Right. So you were in hospital getting some kind of psychiatric treatment?
I was in the hospital. I was taking intravenous feeding because I had practically lost the ability to live.
Okay.
So I was in a wheelchair and getting emergency treatment and not much help otherwise because no one really understood what was going on with us back then.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is getting at in those days, and I don't know if this sounds like 80s.
Mm-hmm. It was back in the late 60s.
Late 60s.
I was in Vietnam in 68 to 69.
Oh, so you were early in. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, so really nobody knew anything. Nobody paid any attention to it.
We really didn't know anything for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And our relationships started falling apart, and we had trouble in employment, and then we started thinking something's going on here.
Yeah.
And that's when things started to take off. I think the Vietnam veterans have been responsible for making a lot of good changes.
Yeah, I think I my perception is too. I mean, now there are several wars between Vietnam and now, but that's my generation's war, our generation's war. Yeah. And but it is those men and women that went through that. Not that it was a different war than it was. Not that it was any different than it was for World War II vets.
Right,
but
right.
But the perception of the war, what you came back to, is different,
mm-hmm.
And it makes it hugely different for the individual.
Yes.
And so it took a long time for Vietnam vets to realize that they had feet to stand on.
I know very few combat vets who were interested in killing as much as they were interested in saving each other and saving lives. And it's really hard to be stereotyped as being killers, which is what we ran into when we came home. We were people that would totally unselfishly give our whole heart and soul and our body and everything to get each other through a patrol.
Right.
And that's all we knew. So we didn't understand the anti-war movement. I mean, I don't know very many veterans that are for war. You know, you just have to get out there and get shot at a few times.
Yeah.
But we didn't understand the hatred directed towards us.
Yeah.
Because our fathers expected us to serve our country. We were dedicated to serving our country.
You'd done your duty, as it was referred to. You'd done your job.
Yeah, we did what we were asked to do, and there was a draft on at the time, which makes it totally different, too.
Right.
Nowadays, I think the public's really wonderful about seeing the difference between war and the warriors and supporting our people.
Yeah, you can support your troops now without necessarily supporting the reasons for the war.
Absolutely.
And the fact that there's a war. So we've come a long ways.
Yes, I think the public has, and I'm touched by it. And I think a lot of us feel like we're coming home now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And think organizations like Guitars for Vets cross over vets of all the wars.
Well, yes, I'm very concerned about the World War II vets and what they went through, and the women vets, what they've gone through. It's all across the board. It's not just.
Well, yeah, that's another aspect that we're going to be dealing with in the next 20 or 30 years is because women have been serving only since not even 91, but since just Iraq War and Afghanistan.
The women were very involved in the Vietnam War.
But not in combat. Now
They were in combat because there's no safe area in these wars. So they're rocketed, they're mortared, they're shot at, they're sniped at, and they had to have the extremely difficult task of seeing 18-year-old kids blown apart by war.
Right.
And really no one to go to with all that.
Yeah, that's a population we forget about,
females
in Vietnam. Well, thank you for your work for Guitars for Vets, which is a great organization. I've had a lot of people talk to me about it.
Thank you, Mark. Really
appreciate
it.
And thanks for coming and talking
today. Thank you.